Live on the Freak Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios.
Driven by General Tire.
And powered by 1-800-LOAN-MART.
Get cash fast when you need it.
It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio redefined. With Kenny Sargent.
I win the races and I get the money.
Crash Gladys.
The Sassy Lassie with the Classy Jaffy.
And Statman.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Here's the Freaks.
Woo! 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 Ow!
How you doing, Freak Nation? Kenny Sargent, Crash Gladys, Stat Man, another edition of Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. What's going on, man? Talladega's done with. And I guess, thank goodness, you know, not a whole lot of the big ones, just kind of like the ones.
Well, on the Sprint Cup side.
Yeah, well, right.
Trucks had a
good point.
Big one, as, yeah. As our daughter Henley would say, big one.
Stat Man, have you had a big one this weekend?
Hey, wait.
Wait. I had a huge one last night.
Oh, right.
It was a whiteout in Pennsylvania. A key, what do they call the states that are on the edge in the political campaign?
Swing state?
Purple.
Swing state, yeah, swing state. We got swung the heck out of the...
What happened to your Buckeyes?
I don't know. I don't have any idea. I got some ideas, but this is neither the time nor the place.
All right. Yeah, holy smokes.
We got the fastest team in the country, and we're running it like, we still have 4 yards in a cloud of dust.
So Ohio State is no longer undefeated, and the Vikings lost today.
Yeah, about that.
To the Eagles. The Eagles, the team that was supposed to bring all this mojo to NASCAR Sprint Cup driver Martin Truex Jr. How'd that work out?
Ah, sorry, Martin. I called it last week, man. Oh. You start hanging out with the Eagles, you're going to get your ass burned, Holmes. And it had nothing to do with his driving. It had everything to do with the performance of his car. I guess a little Philadelphia Eagledom got inside that tank and decided to blow that stuff up, man. Stat Man Crash Gladys Kenny Sargent on a Sunday night.
Are you really just saying things like that to please our Dallas audience on 105.3 The Fan? Because you are a Cowboys snorkeler, and
right,
not a single Cowboys person out there has any respect for the Redskins, the Giants, or the Eagles.
Wow, okay. Maybe it could be that.
Snorkeler? Is that what you said?
Yeah,
Brad?
Absolutely.
Yes, he's a Cowboys snorkeler.
It's a snorkeler, man. Yeah. I mean, you're Ohio State Buckeye snorkeler.
True.
We're off and running at full speed today, aren't we?
Yeah, we are, man.
David Johnson style.
Yeah, man. Coming up in the show, Angel Sampei. You recognize that name? This chick's leading the points in the NHRA Pro Stock Motorcycle class, and she's going to be joining us coming up in about 20 minutes.
Just a really cool comeback story.
When can we get her in the studio? She's so easy to look at. We need to look at her again.
Just pull her up on your damn laptop, Stat Man. I'm sure you got plenty of women up there on your laptop right now.
She's also a friend.
Okay.
I said
pull her up on the damn laptop. What the hell's wrong with that, man?
That just automatically just puts weird vibes.
So Angel Sampei will be joining us here in the Freak Nation. Plenty to talk about coming out of Talladega during and post-race. Evidently, there's some news coming out in regards to teammates Kurt Busch and Kevin Harvick that we'll get to. But your man, sliced-ass bread. This guy's about as exciting. This guy is not exciting. If Joey Logano goes on to win the NASCAR Sprint Cup Championship, you know what? The only dude that's about a little bit more, he and Jimmy Johnson ought to do a show together.
No. Jimmy's way exciting. He just doesn't always express it when the cameras are around. Jimmy Johnson is a little partier. Joey Logano, not so much.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, you're not going to find Joey Logano falling off a golf cart.
No.
But again, post-race comments were just, man, it was tough to find anything on the post-race comments. But we got some, man. Joey Logano talking about the win at Talladega and moving on.
It feels really good. This morning you kind of wake up and you're like, oh, what's going to happen? You know, this is the first time in this chase format that I've come into Talladega without a win to be locked into the next round. So the feeling of the weekend is definitely a lot different when you know you're not locked into the next one. So felt really good to be able to go out there and work under the pressure that was on us this week and ultimately be able to succeed and come home with a victory. So what a special special win. Winning here at Talladega is always special. And it's a lot of fun. And you never know you got it until you're coming off you don't even know you got it even off of turn four. So many things that can happen before the start finish line. So it's nice to be able to move on to the next round. That was a great feeling for about, 20 minutes, and now we're thinking about Martinsville already and how we're going to go out there and try to get ourselves to Homestead to win the championship.
Wait a minute.
This morning you kind of wake up and you're like, oh, what's going to happen? You know,
there it is, baby.
What? Ugh. Hey, I heard some laughter in there.
You know, this morning you kind of wake up and you're like, oh.
Come on. You want this dude representing the NASCAR Sprint Cup Championship?
Not everybody can be Tony Stewart, Kenny.
Can you be maybe Tony and not Tony Stewart?
Stabman, do you have a problem with this?
No. I mean, no. I mean, I imagine if he gets to the championship and sprays the champagne and his team will turn a different side of Joey Logano that we haven't seen before. Between his team and his wife thinking about that check, they're going to have some excitement out of Joey Logano, believe me.
What do you want Logano to do, Kenny? You want him to drop a couple F-bombs and get fined and just say weird stuff?
I want him to do something crazy, like pull into the pits, pull out of the pits with a 25-pound jack stuck underneath his car, and then take a lap, and then get penalized, and go out and win the damn race.
I don't know how it happened. I know when you're trying to bust off, 10.5-second pit stops, that, you push things as much as you can. I know Speedway cars are a little bit different. I don't know if that had something to affect with the raised ride heights when you come to these speedways, but I didn't even know it for the longest time. I went out on the racetrack and, with the raised heights, you don't really realize that the jack's still under there until you get to the corner and the car compresses a little bit. And my crew chief Todd said, hey, you've got the jack with you. And I'm like, I'm looking around, looking in the mirror, and I didn't really see it. And then I looked to the left. I mean, I saw the jack post like at my head.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, what?
You got a jack underneath your G-damn car.
And then he said the post was up in his head?
And you don't know it's underneath your car?
Crew Chief Todd said, hey, you've got the jack with you. And I'm Crew Chief Todd said, hey.
Now, if Statman was sitting up in the pit box, and I pulled out in the 22 Roger Penske yellow oil car, and I got a jack underneath it, you think Statman's going?
Crew Chief Todd said, hey,
Hey, Ken, you got a jack underneath your car, Holmes.
Crew Chief Todd said, hey, you've got the jack with you. And I'm looking around, looking in the mirror, and I didn't really see.
What do you mean you're looking around? Don't you know you have a 25-pound jack stuck underneath your car?
No, he said with the new ride height, no, they can't feel that.
Oh, my gosh.
You've got the jack with you. And I'm looking around, looking in the mirror, and I didn't really see it. And then I looked to the left. I mean, I saw the jack post, like, at my head. And I was like, oh, I don't need that. So I tried to shake it off, couldn't do that. And we had to come back down pit road. And it may be a good thing, it may be a blessing that we didn't lose it because, you run that thing over, that could have done a lot of damage to our race cars. So, like I said, we got the caution and it ultimately was okay. But, yeah, we're going to have to buy a new jack next week. It's nice.
There's your Sprint Cup champion cracking some jokes, baby.
This is Jack.
Oh, yeah.
All right, hold on. So, Crew Chief Statman, get on the radio with Kenny right now and tell him that he's got a jack under his car.
Crew Chief Todd said, hey.
No, let Statman.
Okay.
No, there's no way that Statman's going to be on the radio because if Kenny's leading the race, Statman's out of the trailer pulling the jack out from under it before he gets out of it lane. You know what it also says? If he can't tell he's got a jack under the car, that says a lot about his setup. I mean, the car still works just as well as well as it does without one.
And what does it say? And I tweeted this out. If there's not a bigger, I'm sure there is, but it's a big middle finger to the 39 other cars that look, dudes, I'm going to take a full lap at about half pace with a jack underneath my car, have to come back down pit row as that's part of my penalty. I got to get rid of the G-damn jack, and come out and win the damn race. If that doesn't say F you, I'm a badass white bread sliced bread. Sliced, no white. You know what I'm trying to say.
Sliced bread.
Sliced bread. Man.
What was really cool was the Fords. And the second place was a Ford also. Now, you don't have a lot of Fords that do well in Sprint Cup these days. But you had Fords 1 and 2. That was a huge, huge situation for them.
Joey Logano was asked post-race in regards to how is he feeling at this point compared to last year. You may recall Kansas last year, he takes out Matt Kenseth. And then Matt Kenseth, Martinsville is what's coming up next weekend, decides to put Joey Logano in the wall. And Joey Logano was so strong at this time last year. Dude was on a roll. And then Matt Kenseth just took his mojo away, and Joey Logano was asked, is he any different this year versus last year?
Yeah, as a person, you always grow, or you hope to grow every day. You hope to rest your head at bed at every night and say, well, I learned this today, and I'm going to be better tomorrow. I feel like I'm better today than I was yesterday, and I feel like I should be. It's the only way you become better and the only way you stay successful, because you'll get caught up and passed before you know it. But, I learned some valuable lessons last year. I learned a whole new level that I didn't know I had. Which was really cool, and now I know how to reach that level mentally inside a race car to really make things happen and be a great leader for my team. And there's a lot of things like that I took out of last year that I feel like, I don't think of anything as a waste of a season. You always learn something from something. So, this weekend I went through a different situation being a do or die spot. But in all honesty, I kind of thought back to a couple years ago when we were in Homestead, and that's a do or die spot. We were down there racing for a championship, and I thought, well, this is just like Homestead a couple years ago. And I learned a lot from that weekend on how I would handle it if I got put in that situation again, and that was today.
Freak Nation, there he is, Joey Logano, your winner from Talladega. I did not see, and I saw about half the race. I was in between chasing down a 2.5-year-old, a little bit of football, and working off a little bit of alcohol last night. But I didn't see the big one, didn't read about the big one. There was not a big one. The only big one that I saw was when Casey Kane decided to lose his right rear, believe it what it was, and really didn't take anybody out. But come to find out, Crasher, there was a little, how can we put it, back and forth between teammates Kurt Busch and Kevin Harvick?
After the checkered flag on the cool down lap. And yes, teammates, they sometimes don't get along. And Kevin Harvick is claiming his car was absolutely pristine, not a scratch on it. And then Busch kind of sideswiped him on the cool down lap, and he had no idea why. They both come down pit road, and Harvick basically got out of his car, walked towards Kurt Busch, and gave him a little jab inside the window, and then they exchanged words. When Kevin was asked if Kurt Busch cleared up anything from their little run-in, Kevin said, not really, but Kurt Busch, the new Kurt Busch, the 2016 version of Kurt Busch, said this. Kevin has a misunderstanding. I'm going to read this like I think Kurt said it too.
All right.
Kevin has a misunderstanding of the call at the end of the race. He'll understand it, and I'm sure he'll clear it up in his interview. For us, we're great teammates. We're doing good together, and we have to work together to beat all these other teams out there. And Kevin knows that.
It's painful.
What? Kurt Busch, what the hell? No, you ran into Kevin Harvick on the cool down lap. Kevin's clearly pissed. I don't think he should have jabbed you inside your cockpit by any means. But seriously, what's going on? Nothing's been clarified yet, but this is weird.
It must have been the Mercedes team from Formula One showing up in Texas today.
Yeah.
And some of that got into the water in Talladega and caused the problem. Yeah.
Who was it? There was something in the motorsports water this weekend. Who was it that carried a wheel gun out of their pits?
A wheel gun?
Yeah. Somebody, and I'm like,
what the hell's a wheel gun?
I know. I read it on Twitter, so I didn't see it in the F1 race. But yeah, somebody carried part of the wheel gun, which obviously we know the way the F1 pits are set up, and they do these in like 1.2 seconds. And they change tires. So yeah, something from the pits? I don't know.
Austin. Keep it weird, baby.
Yeah, well, they
Crash Gladys. Pit news and notes brought to you by our good friends at CatSpot. You log on to Crasher?
CatSpotLitter.com. You want to take away that nasty odor of the cats going pee-pee? Well, this is how you do it. CatSpotLitter.com. It's organic. It's free delivery. It's lightweight. Puts those clay litters and all the crap that clay litters put in our landfills, puts that aside. CatSpotLitter.com. All right, let's stick with Weird Austin.
Got it.
Lewis Hamilton. He takes the win in Austin. His 50th win. His 50th win.
He's not 25 yet, is he?
Oh, yes. Statman, how old's Lewis Hamilton?
He's in his early 30s. Like,
yeah, that's what I... Okay, thank you. Anyway, Lewis Hamilton, will he or will he not wrap this championship? Bottom line, took the win in Austin. Jenson Button, they made an interesting statement during the race, the early parts of the race today, that Jenson Button, this is his last race in the United States, in a Formula One car. So that's got people speculating. Where is he going to be? Will he race at the 24 Hours of Daytona? We will see Jenson Button back in America racing a car. Just what series it is specifically, we don't know.
Hey, yet. real quick, Crasher. It was very strange for me. It was just strange for me seeing a number of Formula One cars with a lot of blank space on them. Yeah. Statman, has that been the norm this year and maybe a year or two prior?
Well, they don't. They have certain rules. Plus, it's just expensive, and they have new factories. The Renault.
Oops. Statman's gone. Bring him back here in a minute. Crasher.
Well, he said it was expensive, and Bernie Ecclestone probably just cut his line right now.
Yeah, knowing Bernie.
All right. NASCAR Talladega. Yep, there was a big one. It was in the Truck Series, and taking the win, his first ever in NASCAR's Top Series, Grant Enfinger. We've had him on the show before. Check it out at speedfreaks.tv. So congrats to Grant. Joey Logano, of course, advancing to the round of eight. He takes the win in the Sprint Cup Series. Hamlin, though, with arguably the best story, tying for that last transfer spot with Austin Dillon. But Hamlin, because of his third-place finish, gets to advance. Austin Dillon is done. Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series, their season finale in Phoenix this weekend. Rob McCracken had already clinched the Pro 2 Series. RJ Anderson taking the win there. But the big story was in the Pro 4 class. Kyle LeDuc waited. Well, it didn't wait. It just came down to the final race, the final lap of the final race, and he had to pass Carl Rennesetter to do it, and he did it to take the points championship. Kyle LeDuc, you're now three-time consecutive Pro 4 winner.
Motorsports Radio, redefined. Continental Tire is putting the passion back into driving with our line of extreme contact, ultra-high performance tires. Our engineers work tirelessly to give you technology-driven and award-winning products, surpassing the competition. We want you, the driver, to have the traction, performance, and comfort you require on any road your travels may take you. Continental Tire is engineering tires with extraordinary performance and reliability and putting confidence into driving. Technology solutions for every driver. That is our vision. For more information, visit us at ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire. Innovative technology. Driving confidence.
Hey, cat people. Crasher here. Cat Spot is a company you need to know. Are you like me? Tired of lifting heavy cat litter bags from the pet stores? Tired of all the dust and waste from clay litters? Finally, after years of substandard tries, there's an organic cat litter that works. Cat Spot litter eliminates nasty odors and absorbs better than any other product on the market. I know because I use it. Go now to CatSpotLitter.com. Sign up for just $15 monthly shipments with free delivery. Organic litter delivered monthly for free. CatSpotLitter.com.
Hi, Dave Spain here to tell you transmissions are one of the most complicated and expensive components in your car or truck. Don't let leaks and low fluid make a bad situation even worse. Use Lucas Transmission Fix in your older car's transmission to stop slipping, hesitation, and rough shifting. Lucas Transmission Fix, specially formulated to make your automatic transmission perform like new. Oh, and it actually eliminates most leaks. It also works on your light-duty manual transmissions to increase shifting ease and transmission life. Shift your problem to Lucas Transmission Fix.
Yeah, it's Kenny Sargent, and for over 100 years, General Tires provided tires for your lifestyle and your adventure. From the ultra-high-performance G-Max AS03 to the all-new Grabber X3 for extreme mud, dirt, and rock, General Tire has a tire that will get you there. Between September 1st and October 15th, receive a Visa rebate card for up to $70 with the purchase of four qualifying General Tires. For more information, drive over to GeneralTire.com. Remember, with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV-TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV-TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV-TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAV-TV.com. MAV-TV is motorsports.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsport's biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. It takes all the hassles out of shining your tires. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Large applicators also available. Get 4 No Mess applicators online now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com. That's buynomess.com. Act now and get one free bottle of Lucas Oil Tire Dressing.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Thank you guys for being a part of it. Into our 17th year of doing this damn thing. Thank you to the affiliates across the country. Sirius and XM Radio, Racetalkradio.com, iHeartRadio, iTunes, website speedfreaks.tv, TuneIn Radio. Yeah, man. You can't escape it. Coming up, plenty of conversation in regards to what happened in Talladega. Had a pretty healthy discussion last segment. Let's talk some drag racing. Drags are off this weekend, getting set for next weekend. Been a long damn time since we had this woman here in the Freak Nation. Good to get her in here, Angel Sampe. Multiple championships. And if my math is correct, Angel, is it now 41 wins? Is it
42?
Damn it. That's right. You won at E-Town, right?
Yeah, 42 now.
Wow. Well, welcome back to the Freak Nation, Angel.
Thank you so much for having me. How are you guys doing?
We're awesome, man. In the meantime, Crash and yours truly and yourself decided to pop out a couple of kids, right?
I know. When my PR girl Sadie told me about the interview tonight, that was one of the first things I thought, as I couldn't wait to tell you guys that I'm enjoying watching her grow up on the social media pages. So thanks for sharing her with us.
Well, before we get into the madness that is Pro Stock Motorcycles and how well you've been doing back in the series for the first time in a number of years, now that you have the child, and Ava's, what, 4 or 5 years old?
She's actually almost 6 already.
Damn,
she'll be 6
man.
In March.
Tell me the difference in, and if there is a difference, when you get on that bike at the starting line, the difference in you as a person, knowing that you are a parent and you have someone to go back to, not just your husband, but someone that's counting on mama to come home and take care of her. How do you approach drag racing now versus prior to having a child?
You know, I could actually write a book on the differences. That's how much there is. I mean, every single thing about me has changed since Ava was born. Just the person who I am is different, but it's even, you know, it's kind of hard to believe, but the racer that I am is different. It's really weird how she's affected every aspect of my life. One of the hardest parts, you know, one of the biggest differences is, you know, leaving, getting on an airplane and leaving home, which used to be easy, is one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life now, is to have to say goodbye to her and go to a race, even if it's just a few days, you know, 4 or 5 days. It's very difficult. She's the only child I have. I waited 40 years to have her, and I can't stand to be separated from her. But when I do leave and I get to the drag races, I get really, really focused because I'm on a mission for her. She's probably worse than I am at being competitive, and she wants me to win really, really bad. She's hard on me when I don't. But, she'll call and say, "Did you win, Mama?" And, you know, if she watches it on TV and she knows I didn't, she lets me know exactly who beat me, and she reminds me of it about 5 days after the race. So it's even harder to deal with a loss now because I have a little mirror reflecting back at me telling me that I lost. But one of the strangest and most comforting differences is my whole attitude on the starting line. It's really strange. It's like, yes, I'm much more careful now. Like, I don't take chances that I would have taken in the past. If the bike gets out of control, I'll shut it off before I try to fix it, you know, if it's really bad. But a strange thing that has happened to me is this peace has overcome me on the starting line. And where I used to be anxious and nervous, especially like in first round, I'm so peaceful and so comfortable on the starting line. It's really strange, and I don't know if it has anything to do with Ava, but I think it does. It's just because, you know, my life is like a whirlwind when I'm with her, and when I'm away from her at the racetrack, I get really, really focused, and that part of it I'm especially excited and hope that it never goes away.
That is really cool, Angel. I know that part of your reason for coming back to racing was, like you just said, basically for Ava, so she could see who her mommy used to be, but also who
That's
her
right.
mommy is again. And I love the competitive nature of your daughter, but what else has she been able to enjoy when she has been able to join you at the tracks?
Well, one really cool thing about it is, you know, getting her to travel with me, and she's learning about different places we go, and she's a little hotel freak. She loves to be in a hotel. I don't know what that's all about. But she's also becoming good friends with the other kids at the track. One in particular is Declan Hines, who's the son of Andrew Hines, which can be not so funny because sometimes she's hanging out at the Harley-Davidson pits and they'll send me Snapchats of her with a Vance and Hines hat on. And I'm like, oh, God, I got to go collect my kid from the enemy camp.
Angel, hold on a second. Now, 10 years ago, there's no way a Sampe would be hanging out at a Hines camp.
She's the only person on my team that's allowed in the Vance and Hines pit. They let her go over there, and she plays with Declan and Eddie's little girl. And it's pretty funny, you know, because there's a huge rivalry between us and the Harley riders. But Ava doesn't know anything about it. She loves Mr. Andrew. She loves to watch him race. And I figured I'm going to wait a little bit longer before I educate her on the enemy. So we're letting that slide for now.
Well, who was it? Was it Jason Lyne had a daughter who would wear Erica Ender's shirts last year or something like that?
Yeah,
it's a part of it.
Yeah. She, like I said, she loves Declan. So, and I think it's great, you know, because it is such a family sport, and I'm so glad that there's other kids her age. And on the racetrack, the Harleys and I are a huge rivalry. Behind the scenes, we are friends, and I'm so glad that my kid can get along with theirs and have someone to play with. So it's a lot of fun. But, yeah, when she gets to come with me, I couldn't be happier. That's the best part of living right now is when Seth and Ava get to come to the racetrack with me, because it's all, you know, all the best of everything I have going on in my life is all right there together with me.
Angel, you said you've got a piece of sorts that comes over you on the starting line now, something that didn't exist when you were racing earlier in your life. And you even sound more peaceful in this interview. It's just, you just sound so like, yeah, life is good. And
I do.
There's nothing better than that, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy what a child can do for you. She completed me, as cliche as that sounds, but she did. And I really don't know what's going on the starting line. It's before, I mean, I was very anxious. I'd get nervous. I'd get excited, and I'd have to calm myself down. And now when we pull up to the starting line, like when I'm pulling into the burnout box, it's almost eerie. Like, it scares me. Like, where is this coming from, and what do I have to do to make sure it never goes away? I get so calm. I mean, my breath rate slows. My heart rate slows. I get so focused and so calm. And nothing about the race anymore bothers me. I used to hate pulling up to the start line for first round because it was the hardest round to get by. It was, the nerves were crazy. And now it's like, I don't know where it's coming from or how I'm doing it, but I pray every night that it stays that way, because being a nervous wreck on the starting line is a horrible feeling. So getting up there and being calm and confident is so wonderful, and I'm really hoping I can hold on to that.
Angel Sampei, is this calm and confidence part of your entire life now and not just at the racetrack? It sounds like you're really happy to be Angel right now.
Yeah, I think it is. You know, a lot of people have no idea what I've been through in the past, and I have been through some serious crap. You know, I mean, like really, really bad things in my, especially with my last marriage, and there was a lot of bad things going on, and I was on the edge all the time, and I wasn't a happy person. I wasn't easy to be around. I wasn't easy to work with. I wasn't easy to race with. And these days, I couldn't ask for more. I guess I could ask for more money. Everybody would always wish they'd make more money. You know, things are. My husband and I own a business together, and we struggle with it, but we do good at times. We own a custom aquarium business, and that's his racing. I always say that's his passion. He's not a drag racer, but he loves the aquarium industry. And then we got Ava, and she's in school, and we're healthy, and we're happy, and we're having fun, and I'm back on the racetrack, which I never thought was going to happen. When Ava came along, I actually swore I'd never race again. I was never going back to that lifestyle. And then when the opportunity did come up, I started to think, you know, and you mentioned it earlier, Crash, you know, when we talk about my little girl was going to be told what mommy used to do, or she might read about it, she might see videos, she might see pictures, but I had the opportunity to show her. And so I thought about that, and I said, you know, I think this might be a good thing. And sometimes I question, am I doing the right thing? Because I hate leaving my daughter at home. But then when I think about who her role model is, and it's me, I think I'm doing the right thing. And she's starting to figure it out. She's real proud of me now. And it's mainly I'm back because I want to show her not just drag racing. You know, if it's a doctor she wants to be or a scientist, I just want her to see that if she sets her mind to something and she works really hard, anything is possible. And I want to be the one showing her that.
So, Angel Sampei, you're one of the most successful female racers in America. You have 3 championships in Pro Stock Motorcycle, 2000, 2001, 2002. You're the points leader now. And there's
She's fourth in points.
I'm fourth.
You're the you're leading kind of a resurgence in females in drag racing. Does that make you proud? Is there something that you can do to make that even bigger as we go forward in the season?
Yeah, you know, when I came back, I struggled. I returned in 2014. I only did three races. I lacerated my Achilles tendon at this race we're going to in Vegas in a crazy pit accident. I lacerated three tendons, actually. It was a terrible injury. I had to have surgery. That was my first sign that, oh, my God, I've made a mistake. I should have never came back here. But something about, you know, when I got into rehab and started training to get the ankle better, I found this whole, I was on a mission to get, not only get better from the injury, to get better at everything. I started working out again and training really hard. And then all of 2015 when we were racing, we only did half a season, but during that half a season, I struggled so bad. I couldn't get the bike to go straight. We ended up finding out that there was something wrong with the motorcycle. But throughout that season, I started to think even more so that I had made a mistake. Coming back was, you know, just a bad mistake. And here I am wanting to show Ava how to win, and I couldn't do it. And I started thinking, you know, this was the wrong thing to do. I should have just let her see the videos and stuff like that. But then, I mean, I just stayed motivated and kept working and trying hard. And then when we hit Englishtown and we started racing, and it was 25-mile-an-hour crosswinds, and I thought there wasn't a chance that I could win that race. And we actually pulled it off and won the whole thing. And that day, I don't know if you guys saw the wind, but I lost it at the top end. I mean, I tried so hard not to cry, because I know there's a lot of people that make fun of my emotions, but I tried so hard, but I just couldn't stop, because I knew I had done what I set out to do, and that was to show Ava that I could win. And now it's like all the wins, you listed how many wins and how many championships, and all those almost don't even exist in my life or my brain right now, because I feel like I'm starting from the beginning. I feel like I only have one win under my belt. And I have to get more, because to Ava, those wins don't exist. She didn't see them. She doesn't know about them. But this one does, and she wants another one. The trophy sits in her playroom under a sign that reads, dreams only work if you do. And so I'm starting from the beginning. I want more. I want a legacy, but I want to start it all over again. And I don't know. I'm a person that's never satisfied. I never have enough. I'm just going to keep on trying.
Angel Sampei, I want to go back on a comment you just made there about your emotions. And I think it's been, 14 years since your last championship, and you're gunning for number four this year. It's an amazing story. And I think in those 14 years, or maybe 15 now, things have changed in the sports landscape, at least slightly. At least I hope. Or maybe I'm just being, I don't know, maybe I'm just being completely ridiculous. But people seem to appreciate genuine emotion these days. And you know what, for anybody to make fun of somebody crying after putting their absolute all on the line, is there any way to just say, to hell with you? You people don't get it. You absolutely don't get it.
I want to say that, and in my interview I kind of did. I said, you know, I know a lot of people don't like to see me cry, so look away. And I literally told them, if you don't like to see it, look away, because I can't stop it. But it still happens. There are still people, and with social media these days, you know, everybody can say whatever they want to you and hide behind a computer while they do it. And I get posts on my own Facebook page from heartless, ruthless people that will make fun of my emotions. And one person said, you know, I wish she would have never came back to racing. I'm sick of seeing her cry. And it's like, God, if you only knew what I put into this and what this means to me, you would understand, you know, where the emotions come from. And I really try. I try not to be so emotional all the time, but I have a bad temper. So when I lose, I get mad. And when I get mad, I start crying. And when I win, I'm so excited and so happy. And the tears just flow. I don't know how to change it. And like you said, a lot of people tell me, don't even try to change it. But, you know, there'll be 10,000 comments on social media of people saying, I loved your win, I love to see your emotions. And then there's one person that makes fun of me, and that one hurts way worse than all the ones that make you feel good. I don't know why it's that way, but it is. And I try really hard not to let it get to me, and I try even not to read the responses, but I really do want to communicate with my fans, so I'm kind of forced to read all of them, and then, you know, every once in a while I'll see a bad one.
Well, it hurts. I know that. And I've gotten many negative comments because women in sports, still some people in whatever state some people live in, they don't get it, and they will never get it, whatever. But is that the bigger lesson for you to teach your daughter over work hard and you will achieve your dreams? is, hey, this, it's a tough world we live in. You got to deal with this, but you got to have thick skin and just move on.
Oh, yeah. That, you know, it's a lesson I'm going to have to teach her, especially if she wants to get in the sport of drag racing. I'm hoping she doesn't. I mean, nothing against the sport at all. I just know how hard it is being a woman in it. I mean, even despite all the things that I've been through with, you know, people calling me a cheater because they don't think it's possible for me to do it, which, by the way, is still happening. You know, there's just so much that goes on being a woman in sport. But one of the hardest things is being on the road alone a lot. You know, the guys can do it so much easier than us, it seems like. Being a girl, getting on a plane, leaving by myself, and staying in a hotel room, especially now that my family's back at home, it feels like half of my heart is back at home, and it's so hard. I don't know if I want her to have to deal with that. So I'm kind of hoping she doesn't want to race, but if she does, well, by God, I'm going to do everything I can to help her.
Angel Sampei joining the Freaks. And last thing for you, Angel, with my 2.5-year-old daughter, I ask this about it. Every man that rolls in here has a kid, whether the daughter's 4 or 5 years old or four months old.
Is this your first time asking a woman this?
I think I've asked a woman this before. But, okay. Angel, my daughter, she can be in another room and still find a way to kick me in the nuts. When does that stop? It's incredible. There's a target on my midsection. When do little girls stop kicking their dads in the midsection? What does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know if that's ever going to stop. But let me tell you, you're going to wish that was continued when she starts kicking you in the heart. Literally, it's like, oh my God, the things that Ava says and does these days. You know, as she gets older. I can't say it on the radio, what came out of her mouth the other day, and I was like, oh, my God, where did you hear that word? It's like that stuff rips your heart out, and then when she starts getting mad and says she hates you because you won't let her do something, so, yeah, you're going to kind of wish when the days of her kicking in you in the nuts stops, you're going to wish it had started again instead of the other crap that's going to come along.
Well, my hope is that we talk to you after Pomona because you won the championship.
That would be fantastic. Keeping my fingers crossed for that one. I know what the possibilities are, you know, the chances are, but, you know, I really don't care. I'm just going out there to win and have a good time, and whatever happens, happens, but I definitely won't beat myself up over it.
There you go. Angel Sampei joining the Freaks. Good to get you in here. It's been too damn long.
I know it has been. I hope to see you guys. Are you going to come out to Pomona?
Yeah, we'll be hanging out. Yes. Yeah, we'll be hanging out.
All right, well, make sure you guys stop by and say hello.
You got it. See you. Angel Sampei joining the Freaks.
Wow. How about that's awesome. That's just awesomeness. You can just tell. I wasn't just spitballing there. She really does sound just more chill, which is awesome.
Not one woman in motorsports has more wins than Angel Sampei.
Yeah.
She's it's an incredible, just listening to her, it's like a different person. It's really like a different person. It's amazing.
It's incredible. It really is. So we're going to try and get to the bottom of this. There's some other news out there. Crasher, we'll talk about it again. Did Kevin Harvick really punch Kurt Busch? We'll try and get to the bottom of that next. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Redefined.
So you're driving something big or small that demands synthetic oils. Then you need to add Lucas Pure Synthetic Oil Stabilizer with each oil change, which won't be that often, as Lucas's special formula increases oil life up to 50% longer, all while reducing heat and wear in your car or truck's engine. You'll find increased power and fuel economy as well. If it spins, heats, shifts, or turns, you need Lucas Pure Synthetic Oil Stabilizer.
Hey, it's Crasher. You've been hearing me talk about Cat Spot, the 100% organic cat litter that eliminates odors and absorbs better than any nasty clay litter you've ever used. Forget about going to the store to pick up heavy bags of litter. Cat Spot litter is delivered monthly for free to your door. But did you also know that when you're done with your shipment, you just dump it out on your lawn? Cat Spot litter seconds as an absorbent soil. It's made exclusively of coconut shells, zero chemicals added. So be kind to your cats, your lawn, and our landfills. Make the change now. CatSpotLitter.com.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance. And that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help you get where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tell us how you're exceeding the limits at hashtag Grabber. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for new Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit-forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
New Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to lucasoil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind the scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Yeah, I hate to interrupt a song like that, damn it. Got to. Speed Freaks of the Sun tonight. Thank you, Angel Sampei, for joining the Freaks last segment. Did you miss it? She's won 3 championships and over 40 race wins, 42 to be exact. And sits number 4 in points, NHRA Pro Stock Motorcycle Class. Great interview. Yeah, man.
Can I say something just really quick? This is going to sound strange, but to me, you played this song, and my first memory that just comes up, it reminds me of mid-90s, living in Indy, my own apartment, when I used to hang out with the John Force team in Brownsburg. Right. And I can picture Eric Medlin at this big bar that we used to go to and just dancing to this and his mega happy face and just laughing his butt off. I don't know. I miss Eric Medlin. He was a lot of fun. Funny car driver who passed away many years ago. But I knew him when he was a crew guy, and just he was always a fun guy. He really was. And this song reminds me of him.
So, getting to my comment prior to break, trying to really clear up what's going on between Kurt Busch and Kevin Harvick. Oh, by the way, they are Stewart Haas teammates, and both of them advancing into the next set of races for the championship. So, Kevin Harvick said this in regards to Kurt Busch to NBC. He says he cleaned the side of our car out after the checkered flag. All in all, the team did a great job. Didn't have a scratch on it until then. That's pretty good for Talladega. So Harvick was asked if Busch provided an explanation, and Harvick said this. Nah, not really. Busch told NBC that Harvick had a misunderstanding of the call at the end of the race. And getting back to what you said, Crasher, in that one segment, Kurt Busch and his... You know, if there's a dude that's even wider bred than Joey Logano, it's Kurt Busch right now, at least.
It's the revamped Kurt Busch.
He's not revamped. He's still the dude that hates the world. He says he'll understand it talking about Kevin Harvick, and I'm sure he's going to clear it up in his interview. We're great teammates. We're going good together. And, yeah, that's what you said. But, Crasher, Damn, are you kidding me? Is this not what you want going into Phoenix where it's down to Kurt Busch and Kevin Harvick to make it into Homestead? Come on, Statman. Don't you want these two dudes, two of your favorite drivers going at it, Phoenix, to make it into Homestead?
Exactly. You want that kind of give and take, and you want somebody for Kevin to go against other than his crew.
Right. For him to bag on somebody else other than his crew to go against Kurt. We know that the old Kurt Busch is lurking, is absolutely lurking. And if he gets teased or toyed with a little too much, it's going to come out. He's going to go Dr. Jerry Punch eventually on somebody. He is. It's going to happen. I promise you. It's going to happen, damn it. All right, coming up next hour, more conversation in regards to Talladega.
It was Homestead where he went off.
It was, wasn't it? Ah, perfect. That's just greatness. It's got to happen, man. It's got to happen, damn it. See if we can egg him on. You following us on Twitter at Speed Freaks? What about Facebook and the website speedfreaks.tv? We continue on with the second hour of Speed Freaks coming up on the Freak Radio Network. Thank you again, SiriusXM, for being a part of this for many, many years. Racetalkradio.com, iHeart, and many radio affiliates across the country. Second hour of Speed Freaks coming up next. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, motorsports radio redefined.
Continental Tire is putting the passion back into driving with our line of extreme contact, ultra-high performance tires. Our engineers work tirelessly to give you technology-driven and award-winning products surpassing the competition. We want you, the driver, to have the traction, performance, and comfort you require on any road your travels may take you. Continental Tire is engineering tires with extraordinary performance and reliability and putting confidence into driving. Technology solutions for every driver. That is our vision. For more information, visit us at ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire. Innovative technology. Driving confidence.
If the grind, whine, and squeal of your vehicle's power steering makes you cringe every time you reach for the wheel, then grab Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. Lucas's unique formula fixes most worn rack and pinions, pumps, and gearboxes, making them perform like new. Using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you'll find it eliminates squeals, seal leaks, and rough spots. And it's 100% guaranteed, so there's no reason to use anything but Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak.
Hey, it's Crasher. You've been hearing me talk about Cat Spot, the 100% organic cat litter that eliminates odors and absorbs better than any nasty clay litter you've ever used. Forget about going to the store to pick up heavy bags of litter. Cat Spot litter is delivered monthly for free to your door. But did you also know that when you're done with your shipment, you just dump it out on your lawn? Cat Spot litter seconds as an absorbent soil. It's made exclusively of coconut shells, zero chemicals added. So be kind to your cats, your lawn, and our landfills. Make the change now. CatSpotLitter.com.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's Kenny Sargent and Crash Gladys, and got to ask you something about buying a new car. Have you been putting it off? You refuse to blow your weekend going from car lot to car lot?
Come on, it's what you just did last year, Kenny. I remember specifically it was an entire week that you spent trying to find just the right model.
That's why I suggest you go to Vroom.com. That's Vroom.com.
Yeah, bottom line, you can stay in your own living room, stay in your pajamas. Just hit up Vroom.com, you find your perfect car, you finance it, and boom, it's delivered to your door within just a few days. It's that easy.
These aren't cheese corn used cars. Vroom inspects millions of cars from around the country. Vroom only buys the best of the best late model, low mileage vehicles. Vroom cars look incredible.
Bottom line, it's easy, it's hassle-free, and it's high quality.
Check them out. That's Vroom.com, V-R-O-O-M.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help you get where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tell us how you're exceeding the limits on Facebook and Twitter, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. It takes all the hassles out of shining your tires. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Large applicators also available. Get four No Mess applicators online now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com. That's buynomess.com. Act now and get one free bottle of Lucas Oil Tire Dressing.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio. Redefined.
Add some pizzazz to your life. Experience the thrilling excitement of Catfish Bend Casino. Now you have 1,000 reasons to play every Sunday in October and November. Play your favorite slots during the week and you could be entered to win $1,000 in free play each Sunday. Drawings are held every Sunday at 6 p.m. Hurry in and you could win only at Catfish Bend Casino. Find your thrill. Come out and play at Catfish Bend Casino. Pizzazz, many destinations, one amazing place.
Your own personal box office awaits you at TicketsAlways.com, across the street from historic Wrigley Field, up the stairs to A Stairway to Heaven, the best seats at fair prices at Box Office Tickets at TicketsAlways.com. Professional, user-friendly website at TicketsAlways.com. This truly could be the year for your Chicago Cubs. Have a great seat to perhaps watch baseball history unfold on the north side. A ticket agency on your side. Box Office Tickets. TicketsAlways.com.
When I took over this farm from my dad, I knew our future success required making major changes in our operations. That meant adding acreage, more and bigger equipment, investing in powerful technology, hiring employees. We even started a seed business. Fortunately, working together with Grinnell Mutual and my local farm mutual, my agent was able to cover everything. I call that progress.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios.
Driven by General Tire.
And powered by 1-800-LOAN-MART.
Get cash fast when you need it.
It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio Redefined with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Statman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
Second hour of Speed Freaks. Thank you guys for being a part of it. Angel Sampei, three-time NHRA champion and a 42 race winner, joined us last hour. We'll have it up on our website at speedfreaks.tv. Statman Crash Gladys, you follow us on Twitter and, of course, on Facebook and the website, speedfreaks.tv. I'm on NBC Sports right now, nbcsports.com, watching that video of Kevin Harvick. This kind of a quick walk, no hesitation, and bam! Punches Kurt Busch right there in the helmet. It's greatness.
Wait. Kurt Busch still had his helmet on?
I can't
and
tell.
And Harvick went in for the punch?
I can't tell. You can't really tell in the shot, but regardless, Harvick still has his helmet on. He's a smart one, at least. And walks in there and just punches his teammate in the freaking lid, man. That is greatness. Oh. Are you kidding me? Grown-ass man. Yeah, I'm looking at it here, and I can't tell if Kurt Busch has his helmet on. These are dudes. They're teammates, man. That's what it is.
So do you think something has been brewing at the Stuart Haas shop? Something has been brewing in and amongst the team that this little brush by Kurt Busch on Kevin Harvick on the cool-down lap today at Talladega, it's not just about the brush.
Listen, you got two personalities, and Statman's a psychiatrist of the group. You got two personalities here that it's oil and water and vinegar and oil and Caesar dressing. It's incredible between those two personalities, Statman. I'm surprised they've even gotten along this long.
You're absolutely right, Kenny. These are two volatile guys who take on their own teammates, their own crew, their own anybody if you get in their way. Now, whether that's good or bad, who knows? But if it tears up the crew, if it tears up the team unity, that's a problem. You don't need grown men fighting each other when they're supposed to be pulling on the same side of the rope.
From the video that I've seen, it looks like, I believe it's the last lap coming out of turn four, one of the last laps, where Kevin Harvick gets up a little bit in Kurt Busch, and on the cool-down lap, on the backstretch, Kurt Busch has a little love tap on him, and then when they get into the pits, that's when, or actually pit lane, that's when Kevin Harvick gets out of his car and tries to punch his teammate. It's just, I'm loving that. This greatness. So how you doing, Freak Nation? Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sarge, Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. And Statman, you finally get to call home. Well, you get to call home as championship-bound, with a championship-bound team in the Cleveland Indians. We haven't talked a whole lot of Indians in our tenure together with Speed Freaks over the last 16 and a half years. But damn it, if the Cavs and the Indians can wrap up a championship in the same year, how about that?
Whoa.
Cleveland becomes Championship Town USA. It's no longer the mistake by the lake. That's pretty cool. Although, I don't know. I mean, I want the Indians to win. I am a Buckeye at heart, and I'll never change from that. But the chance to see history with the Cubs getting a championship after 108 years, you got to kind of want that. You know, I mean, that would be sad if they get to the World Series and don't close the deal, especially when I have a chance to say I saw it.
It is true. And I know, Kenny, you're completely the different mindset on this one, but the chance to see history being done with the Cubs and the GOAT curse being gone, and I think it's great too. But, Kenny, you say that Cubs fans are whiners and they don't deserve this?
Statman, yeah, shut up, man. Whatever. Quit talking about the Cubs.
Listen, angry old white man. Come on, you shut up, because this is good. I agree with Statman. This would be massive history. Go Cubs.
Screw history. It's not my team. Am I supposed to snorkel the Cubs fans? Bite it. My Rangers have been chasing a freaking championship since 71. What, Stat?
That's the difference between you and I. I mean, you were in news. But I'm a newsman, and I'd like to see something new. Now, the Indians, was it 99? I think they were in, or 95, whenever
97.
That they were in the World Series, and they lost. So now they get a chance to be back. I mean, I'm going to take either side. I'm going to waffle, and if the Indians win, I'm going to say, see, I told you. If the Cubs win, I'm going to say, I knew it all along. But, you know, I'm telling you ahead of time, that's what the stat man's going to do. But I do love the idea of seeing this 108-year streak come to a close. And I was there to see it. I mean, that's, you got to love that.
Oh, man. This is, let me see if I can set this up for you, Freak Nation. This is what I hope. This is what I hope. This is how much I despise Cub fans. All right?
Jeez, here we go.
This is how much. Hold on.
I'm cutting you off here. I'm not a Cub fan, right? But I do want to see history. That's just who I am.
All right. This is what I hope happens.
Oh, you're pulling the sad piano music?
I hope it comes down to Game 7. Game 7. It's top of the ninth.
Oh, boy.
Bases loaded. Full count. And a whiff. Bye, your Chicago Cubs, and they lose 1-0.
Oh.
You take that.
Harsh.
You take that knife and twist it and rub it. Go east, west, north, south with that knife, and bam! Cubs fans, we got a World Series coming. It's in April, in July. Oh my God, we're gonna lose it. And now, aha! Who cares?
So you don't want anybody to win if not the Texas Rangers. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm the snorkel fest that's going on with Cubs and the Cubs fans is so freaking annoying to me.
Annoying? They've been standing by their loser of a team for decades. Mm-hmm. They continue to sit there and pack Wrigley Field. I was combining Wrigleyville and Wrigley Field together. No, this is not a snorkel fest. Sure, there are bandwagon fans all around the country, but no, the actual core base fans, Cubs fans, they've been diehard. They deserve this.
My man says it best.
Cutting you off here on purpose.
All right.
You're a Dallas Cowboy fan.
Right.
They have been losers for 20 years. Once in a while, they'll pop over up to the radar like a whack-a-mole, and they get hit back, and they go back to being losers. So you're going to tell me that all the snorkeling you do of the Dallas Cowboys, and you're going to get in the way of some people who stand and cheer for the losers, the winners, losers, whatever the Cubs are for 108 years, you're going to stand in the way and you're going to continue to cheer for the Dallas Cowboys who find a way to lose every year.
Here's my message for Chicago Cubs and Chicago Cubs fans.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
Why do I have to be that guy that hops on the bandwagon? It's been 19...
We're not asking you to hop on a bandwagon. Just stop
Why
complaining
do I have
about
to agree?
Cubs fans.
I want the Browns to win the Super Bowl before 90% of the National Football League, Crasher.
That's never going to happen in our life.
Well, that's been my comment for the last 3 weeks, was the Chicago Cubs will not win a World Series in my lifetime.
Now, the Cowboys are in such bad shape that they get a quarterback who's decent, and after they went 1-11 last year when their quarterback got injured, and they're going to say that they're going to take him off the field and put the injured quarterback back on the field until he gets hurt again, and just ruin the chemistry of the team and do all of that. And you're still going to cheer for him, and you're going to hold it up against the Cubs. We could do the same thing about the Cowboys. Play that
Absolutely.
Song again about the Cowboys. After Denver, my second favorite team is whoever's playing Dallas.
Hit it, Alabama girl.
Kiss my butt.
Look, if Jerry Jones, and it's not Garrett, Jerry Jones, your general manager, has the nuts to step in there and pull Dak Prescott, or Prescott. We just went to Prescott, Arizona, 2 weeks ago. Dak Prescott. Then, again, if I had a steeled boot, I would kick him in the nuts. He's not.
Just in Inley.
Right? Hey, Jerry, let me introduce you to my 2.5-year-old. Boom! That's your owner of the Cowboys.
I want to hear her little voice. Kiss my butt.
We're done. Isn't that what she said the other night? We're done. And that's what she's going to say at the next Cowboy news conference. We're done.
We're done, Freak Nation. Oh, man.
Yes, so this is a motorsports show, but
just
man.
Pipe down, Cubs fans. Win the World Series, and then you can burn your ass down, okay? Damn it.
That would be sad if the Cubs waited 108 years for a championship. Let me burn the city down.
Ooh. Chicago Fire, take two. No, thank you. No, no, no.
Oh, man. I will say this. If there is a major market city that needs some positivity, it's Cleveland. I mean, it is Chicago.
I know. It's kind of both.
Yeah, it is.
Both of them. Are you kidding?
Listen, Statman, Cavaliers having a freaking championship.
The Cavaliers have a championship, but the city spins around the Browns. And the Browns, the Cavaliers put it on hold, especially with LeBron coming back and all of that. But the city spins around the Browns, then the Indians. The Cavaliers are kind of newcomers to this whole thing.
Yeah, but with LeBron, that's different now.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. And especially since the Browns might start a 108-year string themselves. They're terrible. They find more ways to lose. They make up ways to lose. But, hey, that's the way of the world. They do have one championship. But if the Indians win this World Series, call Cleveland Title Town USA.
And just tell the Browns to move. They just need to get out of Cleveland.
And again, real quick, I know we're getting off on a tangent here, but I meant to do this. Statman, we talked about this on our daily show here in Phoenix. Who would you, being a person from Ohio, I don't care what your allegiance is or isn't to the Indians, but who would you like to see throw out the first pitch for Game 1 representing Cleveland?
Who would I like to see?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
LeBron. Why not
LeBron? Thank you.
There you go. I was saying Charlie Sheen.
No, that's so
Ricky Wild Thing Vaughn from Major League.
So stupid.
And bring out the guy with the that had the curse with the chicken and all that other stuff from the craziness in the movie.
What was the story though? Is Charlie Sheen upset that they denied him?
I don't know, Crash. He's not upset.
He's so weird.
No idea. Your Statman Scat coming up momentarily. Advertising in motorsports, they continue to get unique positions on the track, on the cars, on your TV. Statman's going to hit that in your Statman Scat. And if you follow us on Twitter, we're at Speed Freaks. We're on Facebook and, of course, the website, speedfreaks.tv.
Good evening, my fellow citizens.
It's the Statman Scat.
Pay attention to the biggest business headline of the week. AT&T has offered more than $80 billion to buy Time Warner. When a distributor buys a content producer, it's massive news. There's another broadcast story, though, that involves computer-generated advertising during live television broadcasts. It was big news several weeks ago when ESPN put ads into the World Cup hockey tournament. Motor racing has done this for years. In drag racing, you'll see corporate logos superimposed on the lane surfaces for television. Formula One goes even further by creating posts and signs that drape over the track with sponsor logos. IndyCar broadcasts featured CGI advertising on posts during the Indy 500 years ago. One looked like it was on the entry to pit lane at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Get used to it. Rights fees are going up, and broadcasters spending the money need more and more ways to get that money back, especially when fewer viewers are out there. Now, what happens when promoters start using CGI to put fans in the empty seats. Peace.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Hey, cat people, Crasher here. Cat Spot is a company you need to know. Are you like me, tired of lifting heavy cat litter bags from the pet stores? Tired of all the dust and waste from clay litters? Finally, after years of substandard tries, there's an organic cat litter that works. Cat Spot litter eliminates nasty odors and absorbs better than any other product on the market. I know because I use it. Go now to catspotlitter.com. Sign up for just $15 monthly shipments with free delivery. Organic litter delivered monthly for free. catspotlitter.com.
Continental Tire is putting the passion back into driving with our line of extreme contact, ultra-high performance tires. Our engineers work tirelessly to give you technology-driven and award-winning products, surpassing the competition. We want you, the driver, to have the traction, performance, and comfort you require on any road your travels may take you. Continental Tire is engineering tires with extraordinary performance and reliability and putting confidence into driving. Technology solutions for every driver. That is our vision. For more information, visit us at ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire. Innovative technology. Driving confidence.
Here's a Dave Despain tip. No matter how big your car or truck is, nothing in your engine takes more abuse than its oil. But with Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer, your engine oil will last longer to do the job it was designed to do. Protect your engine and offer peak performance. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer eliminates dry starts, lowers engine temperature, and prolongs the life of your oil up to 50%. Don't let your engine be caught dead without the protection and performance of Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
Race Talk Radio is celebrating our 10th season. Tuesday night, it's Honest NASCAR Talk with the Thunder Crew, presented by CreateMyT.com, where your art design help is always free at CreateMyT. Every night, we'll have another type of motorsports for you to hear about, but one thing that never changes at RTR, we still feature the Speed Freaks every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific at racetalkradio.com.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help you get where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tell us how you're exceeding the limits on Facebook and Twitter, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's Kenny Sargent and Crash Gladys, and got to ask you something about buying a new car. Have you been putting it off? You refuse to blow your weekend going from car lot to car lot?
Come on, it's what you just did last year, Kenny. I remember specifically it was an entire week that you spent trying to find just the right model.
That's why I suggest you go to Vroom.com. That's V-R-O-O-M.com. Instead of going to car lots across the valley.
Yeah, bottom line, you can stay in your own living room. Stay in your pajamas. Just hit up Vroom.com. You find your perfect car. You finance it. And boom, it's delivered to your door within just a few days. It's that easy.
These aren't cheese corn used cars. Vroom inspects millions of cars from around the country. Vroom only buys the best of the best late model, low mileage vehicles. Vroom cars look incredible.
Bottom line, it's easy, it's hassle free, and it's high quality.
Check them out. That's Vroom.com. Vroom.com.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Back with Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Thank you guys for being a part of it. From the Lucas Oil Studios and the Speed Freaks Radio Network. Speaking of baseball, what a freaking baseball score we have tonight. Seattle 3, Arizona 3. Sunday night football. This is an ugly fest.
That's a defensive battle. These two teams are known for their defenses, and it's showing.
Wow. This is incredible. Hey, Statman, I wanted to get your opinion on this. Liberty Media purchased a sizable portion of Formula One. Liberty Media is a huge conglomerate here in the States. What do you see Liberty Media doing now that they purchased a sizable portion of Formula One? What do you see them doing with Formula One in the future when all of the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed? Do you see them expanding to another two or three races here in the States?
No, I think the big thing is content, and you know that more than anything, being a content creator, producer yourself. Content is what everybody's looking for, and Liberty Media is both a content creator and a distributor. So Formula One has a 500 million people around the world who are interested in Formula One races. So they're looking to find a way to maximize the content to go through their distribution sources. And if Formula One is worth $8 billion now, they're hoping that it may be 10 years, it might be worth $10 billion. And then they'll sell it to somebody, sell it to you.
Yeah, $10
billion. You continue to see the numbers. I'm not sure what the numbers were today with Formula One in Austin. But from the initial race in Austin to where it is now, and you saw in Indianapolis, the numbers, at least attendance numbers, continued on a decline.
Well, I thought Austin looked pretty good today.
It looked good, but I'm just talking about the numbers that I saw prior to this race. Every year the numbers had decreased.
Well, they said that during the telecast today that they had 250,000 people show up, which is significant. For the, maybe that's how many tickets they sold. One of the issues they had at the beginning, and I've had this conversation with several people that are in and out of Formula One, when they started the race at Circuit of the Americas, they had a lot of people come from Mexico to go to the race. And since then, they've had a race, they put a race back in Mexico City. So a lot of those people now are going to the race in Mexico City and not coming to the United States. Maybe it's the wall that they're afraid of trying to climb over. But at any rate, I think that's had an impact on the attendance. Plus, last year it rained very bad, so they didn't get a lot of people didn't come just because of the weather. So there's been a lot of things, but I think this year, because it was good weather and a good race, and I'm constantly amazed at more times than not, when people announce Nico Rosberg, they boo him all over the world, and they cheer for Lewis. So that happened today in Austin. Lewis won, and Nico came in second. So I think the issue is that, there's a 500 million people around the world who care about Formula One. And to answer your original question, Liberty Media wants to raise their awareness of Formula One content so that they can say in 10 years that something they paid $8 billion for is now worth 10 and they could sell it to somebody.
So you're thinking it's a flip?
Oh, yeah.
A flip in content. Generating content.
No, you purchase, you build it up, and then sell it.
Yeah, I think this is what people have told me that I've talked to. I don't think they're in it for the long haul. Liberty Media is like a what do you call those companies that people invest and they just take a lot of money, they invest it, and they hope they can turn
venture capitalists.
Venture capitalists. And among the venture capitalist things that they have is Discovery Channel, and that's one of the larger things that they have, but they have a lot of other stuff. The guy that's the main person behind it is owns more land in the United States than anybody else. So a lot of it's just money that they turn over, and that's what they're interested in. And they saw that Formula One might have been undervalued, and they want to take that value up a couple of notches and then flip it and sell it to somebody else. There's no rent.
Oh, Statman. Crash, you're looking at you during this conversation, and again, Statman can certainly contribute to this. You just would think with the knowledge of open wheel racing in Indianapolis that it would have worked there, but from everything that I've seen and read, it had to do again. When does it not have to do with money and the kind of cake that Formula One and Bernie Ecclestone asks to bring a race to your city?
What killed Formula One in Indianapolis was that tire debacle. things, you know, of course, there were already, there was infighting going on between Bernie and the IMS group and possibly Tony George and whoever else wanted to get their hand in the pie. But the, what really killed it, what put it out completely, was that tire debacle. And you were there during that year, weren't you, Kenny?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you have all those pissed off fans, and then they don't renew the next year, even though the track is offering them something extremely great to renew. So, yeah, it's, I would love to see it come back to Indianapolis, but there's a lot of things that need to be hammered out ego-wise before that happens.
Well, it's a city that is very well prepared to handle 300,000 people on race day. So right. It's not as if they don't have the infrastructure or the foundation to host a big-time race there. And Austin, same way. They have the infrastructure. They host so many conventions and music festivals there that they've got it, stat man. It's just, why isn't it kicking ass more so each year?
Crash, let me ask you a very delicate question, and I mean this sincerely.
Yeah.
Like that greatest line of, with all due respect.
Yeah.
If people want to come to a Formula One race in Indianapolis, what are they going to see? And is Indianapolis a destination place that somebody in Dubai or Malaysia or Bahrain will want to come to Indianapolis and do something more than go to the racetrack? And I've had this conversation before with people in Formula One, but I'm asking you as a person from Indianapolis, what are they going to see?
Indianapolis is a great town. It's got an awesome downtown, and there are plenty of lakes all around. There are things to do, but you're exactly right. It's not a destination city. When somebody overseas thinks of the United States and where they want to go vacation, they're going to think mountains, beach, and or a big metropolitan city, Los Angeles, Chicago, San Francisco, or New York. And yeah, you're not going to get any of that in Indianapolis. There's lots of lakes. You could throw massive parties on some of these lakes and just really ritzy it up. But unless you do that, you're right. There's not much that the foreign visitor is going to want to come in and make it a destination for.
And I'm told that's the reason why the attendance slowly deteriorated until the people that were going to the race were people that were in driving distance, and they weren't staying at the hotels for any great length of time. And that was the biggest impact on the race in the bigger picture. Now, I may.
Yeah, they built the Conrad Hotel downtown Indianapolis specifically for Formula One. And then following that was the JW Marriott. And they really upped a bunch of the ritzy hotel brands downtown. That didn't exist until Formula One came in. And with that also came a lot more upscale restaurants and some upscale party venues and people leasing lofts to get big events happening. And again, there's that. You can make it really good, as Indy did for the Super Bowl, and they, Indianapolis is a town that it's a convention town. It knows how to entertain. It knows how to make ritzy people happy. But again, I just can't get over, you're exactly right with your comment. Outside looking in from Europe or from Dubai, you don't think of Indianapolis when you think of visiting the United States and having a place to vacation.
And Austin isn't a huge city by any stretch. However, it's labeled as music, as the live music capital on the planet. And I agree with him on that. I mean, you talk about a race. You've got T-Swizzle and Usher playing before and after the race. The Super Bowl can't even do that, stat man.
That's absolutely right. They had 80,000 people to see Taylor Swift is what they said on the broadcast today.
Wow.
And after the race today, they were supposed to have Usher and somebody else. I can't, it doesn't pop to mind. But Austin has something bigger that says America, and that's Cowboys. When you are global, when you think of Texas and you think of Austin, you think of Cowboys, and that's what America is. And Americans know that's not the case, but when you're in Bahrain or Dubai or Malaysia, that's what you think of when you come to Austin. You want to see a guy riding a horse with chaps and a 10-gallon hat on, and that's what they're coming to see. And there is something to see in Texas and Austin that's not in Indianapolis or practically anywhere else in that says America. So, yeah, I think that's something. The biggest issue with Formula One in the United States is Bernie, who flew in from Chicago, by the way, when the races were in Indianapolis. So charging $25 million to hold the race, until that changes, you're not going to get three races in the United States. You may not get one because it's very difficult to get public-private partnerships that you get around the world to come up with that kind of money.
This is the latest from KXAN in Austin, the NBC affiliate in Austin. I'm about to sneeze. Hold on, Crasher.
It's something's in our studio, there we go. I'll tell you that, because I've been sneezing, turning off my mic.
According to the website, and I think, Statman, you said this a little earlier, that looking at ticket sales compared to the previous years, I'm not going to try and let me just read this. It says, the effort to get more people to Austin's Formula One race seems to have worked. After consecutive years of ticket sales going down, organizers say this was the second most attended year. And Tavo Helmond, who is the man who first envisioned COTA, he's confident that there's going to be more races there at home, saying, and he dropped out the numbers, as long as Texas, the state of Texas, is willing to write a $10, $15, or $20 million check, there's going to be a race here. And this is coming after last year, where Governor Abbott's office said the state would contribute $19.5 million to the race. That's about 20% lower than the previous years. But if you look at that, take a step back, and you're right, Statman, when you say the Bernie Ecclestone way, you're asking for so much freaking money in a day and age. And I'm not playing poor man here. It's just $20 million to bring over a race of a series that only races once in your country. The math doesn't add up to me.
No, it doesn't. And one of the things that may have helped this year, she wasn't online, she wasn't in place for the whole year, but Bernie Ecclestone bought a woman who has worked at several other Formula One events, and he bought her here to help turn it into a Formula One race. And the mindset for a Formula One race is different than any other kind of racing anywhere else in the world. It's not something that is germane to the market that it's in. It's the only global, it's one of only two or three global sporting events. There's World Cup soccer, it's only every 4 years. There is the WRC, which is the World Rally Championship, which is nowhere close to Formula One in popularity. So it's kind of by itself. The Olympics, that's every 4 years or every 2 years if you include the Winter Olympics. So you have to think.
I see where you're going, Statman. Again, cut out there. I see where you're going in regards to making this as big as it should be, as big as it is in other countries, or a destination-type event outside of just the fact that it's a race. Again, when you could bring in somebody like Usher or T-Swizzle to open and close your event. Granted, you know they're asking for all kinds of bank. I don't know who's paying those artists to come in, if that's part of the $19.5 million coming out of the Texas budget, Crasher. I don't know.
Coming out of the Texas budget, there you go. That's exactly where I think the money is coming to bring in some of these celebrities to Formula One races. And was it the Dallas Morning News or the Austin Statesman at the beginning of this year that had an article out saying just how much money the state was paying to keep and to try to keep Formula One successful at COTA because it was failing?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that to me, that's where the money's coming from. It's the state.
And things that you read, and Statman, I know you want to chime in again, things that you're reading about the money that this series brings into Austin, you see anywhere from $500 to $700 million that this race over the 3-4 day weekend it brings into the city. I get that. I understand what that means. It's fantastic. But if you're solely looking at the butts in the seats over the last several races, this race not included, then it hasn't necessarily been a runaway stat.
Well, you only get that kind of money if people are coming from elsewhere and staying in Austin and buying hotel rooms for 3 or 4 days, 5 days, going to restaurants, going on tours and trips and seeing things around Texas, going to the bars and the night.
Yeah, I got it. We're going to get Statman's technical issues taken care of. Coming up, we've got not much motorsports, but real quick to put a period on this. When you see the guy who envisioned COTA and bringing Formula One to Austin, dropping the number to $9 and $10 million, it's going to be around a while. I'm going to be curious to see really how it grows off of this year. Granted, last year it was a torrential freaking downpour in Central Texas. This year the weather was bitching. It was fantastic. And Crasher, you saw the butts in the stands, the people in
and
turn one.
And the butts
one.
On the hills.
Yeah.
I mean, the GA parts were awesome.
Yeah.
That looked like a party.
So, Freak Nation, coming up next, you got your Not Much Motorsports. And, dudes, I'm going to hit on you again. Huh? Not necessarily in a good way. That's next. Speed Freaks Pits in Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Hey, cat people, Crasher here. Cat Spot is a company you need to know. Are you like me, tired of lifting heavy cat litter bags from the pet stores? Tired of all the dust and waste from clay litters? Finally, after years of substandard tries, there's an organic cat litter that works. Cat Spot litter eliminates nasty odors and absorbs better than any other product on the market. I know because I use it. Go now to catspotlitter.com. Sign up for just $15 monthly shipments with free delivery. Organic litter delivered monthly for free. catspotlitter.com.
It's called a tune-up in a bottle for good reason. One little bottle added to every tank of fuel will do the work of a team of mechanics. The powerful combination of oils and additives in Lucas Fuel Treatment cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system while increasing power and fuel economy because it's burning excess exhaust emissions. Lucas Oil Fuel Treatment is the best and simplest way to get your vehicle to perform at its peak and keep the army of mechanics away a little longer.
Through rain, sun, snow, and sleet, the General G-Max all-season tire will take you where you need to go. This ultra-high-performance tire will deliver the precision you require in dry and wet conditions and provide the top-level traction necessary to navigate in light snow. So let General Tire give you the comfort, performance, and traction that the Freak Nation demands. For more information, visit GeneralTire.com. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsport's biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Are you tired of the hassles that come with just shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. Take all the hassle out of shining your tires. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Large applicators also available. Get 4 No Mess applicators online now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com. That's buynomess.com.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims, so do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to lucasoil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
Race Talk Radio is celebrating our 10th season. Tuesday night, it's Honest NASCAR Talk with the Thunder Crew, presented by CreateMyTea.com, where your art design help is always free at CreateMyTea. Every night, we'll have another type of motorsports for you to hear about, but one thing that never changes at RTR, we still feature the Speed Freaks every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at RacetalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, Redefined.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Going to wrap this thing up with not much motorsports coming up in moments. Statman, Crash Gladys. You miss any of the show, you go to the website, speedfreaks.tv. Did Kevin Harvick punch Kurt Busch? Well, hell yeah, there's video of it. Why? If you have Kevin Harvick or Kurt Busch figured out, let me know.
Especially Kurt. This new Kurt that we've been seeing the last couple of years is just, it's almost uncomfortable. Like, it's just not you, dude. I don't like seeing it.
And if there was ever a team of misfits, it's Tony Stewart, Kurt Busch, Kevin Harvick, and Danica Patrick. Mm-hmm. All of them, we all have our own issues. I'm not putting myself above any of them. It's just, you don't reach in the car, stat man, and punch me in the face. You don't punch your teammate in the face.
No. You know.
No. Oh, you know?
Cooler heads prevail. You know that. You know to take it into the trailer.
Yeah. God. It's human greatness. Love it. And again, you miss. Go ahead, Stat.
No, with the chase for the championship getting right down to the short hairs now, everybody's going to be talking about this fight instead of the greatness of the drivers competing for the championship.
Yeah. and Kevin Harvick and Kurt Busch stealing some of the headlines. And these are two dudes that are moving on. These are two teammates that are moving on.
Yeah, they should be quasi-happy. No, they should be very happy.
Quasi my ass,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right, right.
No? I don't get it, man.
It's NASCAR.
Not much motorsport.
Helio or Helio.
Not.
Well, not only that.
Much.
Thank you, I love you.
And headlining the party. The
douchebags.
Moose.
Not much motorsport.
The freaks.
Not much motorsport.
Now, in that drop is Sebastian Vettel, and I think everybody in this room can recall when we were talking about how this dude was on the verge of being the next Michael Schumacher. What the hell happened to him, Statman?
Ferrari went down the drain, and he's having a hard time keeping up with Red Bull, much less Mercedes.
Right.
The car's not holding up.
Yeah, it's incredible.
This is not much motorsports, right?
Yeah, sorry. Okay. Sorry. Just Sebastian Vettel.
I love you all. Thank you, I love
you. We spent all the time, if we're motorsports, talking about the Cubs, and now we get not much motorsport, we're talking about Formula One.
Crasher, what you got?
Well, I put a poll up on Twitter, at SpeedFreaks is the account, and I'm just trying to have fun with this. Because a gazillion people in the world think that Donald Trump is a douche. And a gazillion people in the world think that Formula One's Bernie Ecclestone is a douche. So I said, all right, no write-in candidates allowed. You must vote for one. Make whatever great again. Donald Trump or Bernie Ecclestone. Not a lot of people are coming to play. I guess it was ruined when I said, keeping this fun.
Well, there's always
anything with Donald Trump, it can't be fun. I don't know. Anyway, go vote at Speed Freaks. In discussions of Donald Trump, came across this article that a woman in Florida, well, she, of course, heard Trump's comments about grabbing her by the pee, by the woman junk, around the same time that she received a mailer from the Republican presidential nominee's campaign asking for donations.
Right.
She decided to comply. Oh, but instead of sending cold hard cash, Robinson sent Trump, this is Emily Robinson is her name, she sent Trump a paid postage personal contribution, which was clippings of her own pubic hairs.
Hey.
Along with the hair, Emily Robinson sent a note saying, "Dear Mr. Trump, as I'm not able to mail you my actual lady parts, I've included the next best thing. Cheers, Emily." Wow. She didn't mince words when she basically has been interviewed since then about how she feels about Trump, saying Donald Trump is a disgusting pig of a person and represents everything that females hate about existing in life as a woman.
Hey.
That's what she told Us Weekly. I felt better after I mailed the letter. I really did. I felt relieved. And she also said, okay, yeah, sure, some people might find my protest sending my pubic hairs to Donald Trump, they might find it offensive. You don't think so. She did ask critics to get their priorities straight, saying, quote, if sexual assault doesn't offend them, but they think my pubes are disgusting, then they really need to rethink what is gross in this world.
Well, there was a dad who was shocked when he was charged for holding his newborn. A dad was charged $40 to hold his baby in the delivery room. Utah dude. When he held his son, Samuel, was born September 4th, but when he got the hospital bill weeks later, he accounted a charge that he hadn't banked on, $40, to briefly snuggle his newborn in the delivery room. Dad Ryan Grassley was stunned when his bill arrived from Utah Valley Hospital in Provo, Utah, with a $39.35 charge for skin-to-skin after C-section. And that was just part of the itemized $13,280.49 for a delivery bill.
Well, yeah, that's a delivery bill.
So send me the pillow that you dream on.
You know, even if, I mean, there's tons of things you get charged for in a baby's delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And that's price is right up there. That's the average price. But, you know, if you want to be a better hospital and you really feel like you have to charge for something that is just normal, like a dad's skin-to-skin contact with his newborn, can't you hide it into some other charge?
Douchebags.
What a dumb hospital.
4 everybody here, remember, shoot the juice to the moose and stat man.
Cut it loose.
Speed
Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.